Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Bob.com website. Click on the store. Look at the subscriptions. Take a look at all the wonderful products. Or give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-8. Look at the subscriptions. Take a look at all the wonderful products. Subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the best of Bob, and get a free video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more. Get a free video. Our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And by the way, we're at $3,700 in our telethon for February. Goal is $30,000. So thank you so much, everyone who's given. And our YouTube channel, our goal by this spring was to have 1,000 subscribers and 250,000 views. And if you go there, go to our website, kgov.com, click on the YouTube link right there at the top, and you might be our 950th subscriber. I think we're at 947. So three more subscribers will be at 950, and we're approaching, what are we at? 235,000 views, something like that. So with God's help and your help, we'll meet our two, these are mini threshold goals of 1,000 subscribers and 250,000 views. And when people find our YouTube channel, let me tell you, it's whether they're atheists, homosexuals, pro-aborts, liberals, or born-again Christians, conservatives, it's quite a place for Christians. It's a haven on the internet of sanity and encouragement and education and fun, entertainment. For atheists, it's as though we're pouring acid on them. And then they comment, and typically they're filthy and hateful, but we always respond very calmly, and we censor any of their comments that are vulgar. And death threats come in on occasion, and we report those to law enforcement, as we've just done today, in fact. But that comes part and parcel. You know, they think Donald Trump is a conservative Christian. They sort of think that. And so hence their hatred of him. They think he's against homosexuality, which is mentally ill to think that. They think that he wants to stop abortion, which is, well, we'll find out what he does, right? But he's even said he wants to continue funding Planned Parenthood for all the good things they do, and abortion is only 3%. So we'll see. So far he hasn't done anything different than George W. Bush. So far, nothing different. And Bush gave Planned Parenthood $2 billion. So we'll see, and we'll pray for him and encourage him to do what is right, because God is watching. And so some people use Donald Trump because they hate liberals so much that they're using Trump so that the liberals go insane. And they are apoplectic, and they're pulling their hair out of their heads. They're doing a lot worse than that. And so people love, it's delicious to see liberals beside themselves. And so people are happy, Christians are happy to use Donald Trump, regardless of whether he ends up going to hell, regardless of the fact that he's heavily homosexualized, that is radically supportive of homosexuals, regardless of the fact that he advocates killing some children, even paying to abort some children, regardless of all that, regardless of that he's a socialist, regardless of all those things, they know that the way liberals hated George W. Bush, and they hated Bush and the way they hated Ronald Reagan, and they hated Reagan, they hate Donald Trump. Only the difference is today is the world of social media, and they've all been practicing. See, when you meet people in person, you tend to be more polite. When you meet them on the internet or you're driving by them and people, you know, road rage and how they're vulgar toward one another, just passing one another on the road and get so angry. And the same two people meet at the checkout line at the grocery store and they're polite to each other. So social media and all the vindictive, the hatred and the bitterness and the filth that comes out of people so readily on the internet, and especially liberals, but then often conservatives too, but especially liberals, and especially atheists and pro-aborts and sodomites and socialists, especially them. And so they've been practicing maybe 50 posts a day to be hateful so that it just oozes out of every pore in their body, their hatred. And after a while of this, after years of this, then we will see the difference. 15 years ago, the homosexuals went from being the most threatening group in the country to relatively more mellow. And we know, because here at Bob and Yurt Live, we warn people that homosexuals destroy themselves, their bodies, and their souls, and they're in rebellion against God. And so because we warn them to turn to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive them of their sin and burning in their lust, men for men, as the New Testament says, and women for women. And so we warn them and to believe Jesus Christ when he says that God made us male and female and that God instituted marriage between a man and a woman. So when you warn them, you love your neighbor enough to warn him when he's destroying himself and destroying those around him. And you warn them and offer them forgiveness in Christ and eternal life. And as a result of that, they become extremely, exceedingly hateful and bitter. And for about 10 years, our first 10 years on the air, more than that, they were also threatening, filled with rage and violent and threatening. And we got plenty of death threats during that time. Then, after it became clear that they were winning over not only the culture, they were winning over the church, with Christian leaders increasingly unwilling to even speak about homosexuality as being a perversion, as being filthy, as being gross, as being wicked, sinful. So they switched because they won over the courts, they won over the universities, they won over the medical community, they won over the government, and increasingly they won over even Christians, Christian leaders who were at the least tolerant of them. And so they went from being threatening to just making fun of Christians who love the Lord and take his word seriously. Bill Clinton would carry a 5-pound Bible to church, but the media wouldn't mock him for it because they knew that he was an open hypocrite and he was only bringing the Bible as a prop to deceive gullible Christians into thinking that he respected the Lord and the scriptures. So the media loves a Christian who's a hypocrite, loves it. Some filthy actress in Hollywood, and there was a cover story, was flying who knows where, maybe to Europe, and reading the airline's magazine, and here's a cover story of a Christian actress in Hollywood. And the headline of the story, it was positive. It's like, why would an airline, say it's United Airlines, why would they have an article with a positive reference to an actress who's a Christian on the cover of their magazine? How could that be? So I remember, you know, predicting to my wife and our friends flying with us this article is going to be horrific. This is going to describe how filthy and evil this actress is. And only because of that, they'll present her as a wonderful, good Christian because she's a filthy pig. And that's what the article was. That she was a filthy pig of a tramp as an actress. But she's a wonderful Christian. You get it? If you're a wonderful Christian, they're not going to say that here's a wonderful Christian. They only like the Christians who are hypocrites, like Bill Clinton. But at any rate, since the homosexuals were winning over everyone, their public face toward ministries like ours, Bob and Yart Live, Denver Bible Church, and others, it changed. It went from being aggressively threatening to only mocking and ridiculing. And so with the Republicans winning the vast majority of state elections, county elections, federal elections, including the White House, then all of liberalism has become what the homosexuals were like 15 years ago, threatening and violent and so on. And so the number of threats, even to Bob and Yart Live now, have increased. And we've just now spoken with law enforcement again. And we have another hearing coming up. You know, these seem to be regular events here at Bob and Yart Live. So we'll be back in court real soon with the latest in a mandatory protection order violation. So at any rate, yesterday we had a theologian on, Thomas J. Ord, to talk about whether or not God is free, and therefore whether or not the future is open, or is the future settled. And many Christians consider it heresy to say that God remains free and creative, and that he is inexhaustibly creative, so that he can create or not create, he can write new songs or not write new songs for all of eternity future, as he chooses. And most Christians have been taught that everything, every creative thought that God could ever have had has been exhausted. He cannot have a new creative thought. He can't design anything new. He can't write a new song, because any song he ever would have written had to be decreed from eternity past, and it's a settled notion. As though if God ever did have freedom, that he has traded away that freedom for some reason. And when I talk to my Calvinist friends, they give you the reason pretty readily. They say that if God had a choice, they couldn't trust him. They literally say that. We have it in our debates. How could you trust God if he had a choice whether or not to love you? How could you trust him? And we say, because he demonstrated his love toward us when he offered his only son on the cross to die for us. That's quite a commitment to show us how much God loves us. So we trust God, not because he can't turn away from us, not because he has no choice, but because he has a commitment to the good of others. And so he loves us, and we trust him for it. He is faithful, not because he can't do otherwise, but because he won't. So that's considered heresy by many Christians, especially the theologians. Most people who become Christian read the Bible. To them, that all makes total sense, because that's what you get out of the Bible. But you would never get that from Plato or Aristotle or Plotinus, or from, well, Augustine. And so eventually Christians get taught the things they'd probably never, ever come up with by reading the Bible. So we had an interesting conversation. about God being eternally free and inexhaustibly creative, and so he could always write a new song, design a new flower if he would like to, if he wants to. I mean, does heaven have any kind of contours to it? God's throne room, the angels. Now, I'm hoping to get back to Thomas J. Ord. He agreed on the air. He's interested in doing another show on another topic. So I'd like to discuss creation evolution with him because he is big time a theistic evolutionist. And I spoke on that topic on the Pepperdine University campus. And we have it on our YouTube channel. If you haven't seen that, I think you'd love it. Or your money back, guaranteed. But, so apparently he's a theistic evolutionist. And I did mention in talking to him regarding God's freedom to create or not to create. And even that might have pushed him a little bit. But then I said, to create angels or not to create angels, God was free. And I really wanted to ask him, but I didn't want us to veer from our topic. Now, Dr. Ord, you do believe that God created angels, don't you? Or do you think that the angels evolved also? Because theistic evolutionists get very upset if you talk about God creating anything, even the sun or the moon or the stars, the galaxy, the universe. They get very upset. They just want it all to happen naturally so that theistic evolution is functionally indistinguishable from atheism. Functionally, if you understand that, functionally. So that when, if you go to the world's leading theistic evolutionists, like Francis Collins, the head of BioLogos, who ran the Human Genome Project, and you look at his belief of how life started and how human beings came into existence and all the diversity of life on Earth, he leaves no room. He's a Christian, but he hates creationists. I mean, hates. And he leaves no room for God. There's nothing God could have done. It all had to happen naturally. And that makes sense, right? Because a theistic evolutionist, evolution is an unguided process. That's the core commitment of the theory of evolution, is it's an unguided process. So if you're a theistic evolutionist and you believe in God, well, then how can you have a guided, unguided process? Is that possible, to have a guided, unguided process? It's not possible. So what do they jettison in their understanding of life and how human beings came here? Do they jettison evolution, which is an unguided process, or do they jettison the theistic part? Well, of course, they jettison God, because in an unguided process, there's no room for God. And so that's why theistic evolutionists, they even hate, and I mean the hatred is visceral, they hate intelligent design. And if you're a theistic evolutionist, why can't you believe that God designed life? You're a theistic evolutionist. But rebellion knows no boundaries. Compromise knows no boundaries. And so every old earth university, for example, is against the global flood. Why is that? Why can't they be old earth and believe the Bible and Jesus affirming that there was a global flood? Can't you have both of those, an old earth and a global flood? No. Once you start down that path of compromise, compromise knows no boundaries. Because it's rebellion, and rebellion is never satisfied. And yeah, believers can be in rebellion against God. If you don't think so, think about King David. If you don't think so. Okay, so Airbnb. Oh, and by the way, our telethon, $30,000 goal. We're at $3,700, and we have two gifts. Dr. Walt Brown's book, In the Beginning, hardcovered, full color, fabulous science book, perfect for sharing with kids and others because it comes in bite-sized chunks, the pages. You flip page after page, and you see a third of a page, a half of a page on, you know, whether it's dogs or stars, geography, astronomy, whatever. It's so much fun. Biology. And then you get to the global flood in part two, and it's all exhilarating. So for anyone who donates $100 or more, or subscribes to one of our monthly Bible studies or topical videos or the sermons that I give or so on, either make a subscription or donate $100 or more, and we will be so thankful, and we'll send to you Walt Brown's book, In the Beginning, and our latest science video called The Evidence Against the Big Bang, Real Science Radio's Evidence Against the Big Bang. It's a stunning video. We've just gotten an endorsement from it, from a NASA team lead. David Coppedge worked on the Saturn Cassini mission for how many years? Over 10 years as a team lead of the computer systems that kept the, you know, the Cassini mission going. And he gave a wonderful endorsement of our Big Bang video. If you Google Big Bang predictions, I think we still are number one out of millions or so. Maybe it's 500,000, I forget. And if you Google evidence against the Big Bang, we remain on page one, I think relatively up on page one. So even eventually, Big Bang evidence, now that's a secular search term, Big Bang evidence, just like Big Bang predictions is, and we're number one out of those searches. Eventually, Big Bang evidence, Lord willing, will be on page one. I think right now, our website, KGov, I think we're on page two. But you might want to check that out. And maybe give us a click, see what you think. Okay, so the telethon, $3,700. Please help. Either call us, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, or you can go online, kgov.com, and click on the store to donate, buy, purchase something, or subscribe. All right, so Marvin Olasky also got his account with Airbnb canceled. For the last couple years, he and his wife have been super hosts. Now, that's pretty good. Only 7% of Airbnb renters who rent out their spare bedroom or their cottage or whatever are called super hosts. That's when you do such a great job, you have a lot of guests, groups of guests, you get all 5-star ratings and, you know, all that. They've got 100 million members, and I was one, until they forced me to cancel my account. Same thing happened to Marvin and Susan Olasky. Now, she even ironed the sheets and the pillowcases. Imagine that, ironing. I mean, that's old school. Really nice to iron the sheets and the pillowcases. So they've been the super host with Airbnb. He's a very well-known Christian. So this makes me believe when they canceled my account, they canceled their account, Marvin and Susan Olasky. He's the editor-in-chief of World Magazine. They have to have canceled the accounts of hundreds of Bible-believing Christians. Hundreds. If not thousands already. So they got an email, and it was to show them their earnings for tax filing for 2016. And it said, click here to see your earnings. They click there, they didn't see their earnings. This window popped up and it said, we need you to confirm your commitment to guests of all background, regardless of their, you know, well, it says sexual orientation or gender identity, with respect and without judgment or bias. Without judgment. So Marvin Olasky, he says, well, we're not going to be told what to think by Airbnb. What is this, a thought crime? That we believe that God made us male and female and that God called homosexuality dishonorable and debased? And he quotes that from the New Testament. So he says, so we're not going to have Airbnb tell us that we can't have a judgment on these fundamental moral issues. So he refused, and the website came right back and said, you know, because you're refusing, we are canceling your account. And that's very similar to what happened to me. I was about to book a room for Valentine's Day. I mean, that'd be wonderful. My wife and I, Cheryl and I, you know, get away for the night in Denver. It was $69. It was a beautiful little place. I realize this is like an ad for Airbnb. But I was about to book the room, and a message pops up that I have to affirm, you know, without judgment, everyone's sexual orientation and gender identity. Click to affirm or cancel your account. So what? This app is going to tell me that I have to affirm, be without judgment regarding homosexuality and men who dress like girls? And so, of course not. So I click cancel my account. So they figure they can't be sued because I canceled my own account. You know, it's against the law to discriminate against someone for religious purposes and deny them accommodations. So Marvin Alasky points out, he calls his article Room with a Viewpoint, even a superhost must agree with the party line at Airbnb. He even points out that this is basically religious discrimination. They are refusing to allow him and his wife to book a room for accommodations because of their religious beliefs. And I wasn't even a host. I'm just trying to book a room, and I can't book a room because I think homosexuality is perverse. I don't think it, I know it, because God said it. Let God be true and every man a liar. If every man disagrees with God, then every man is a liar. Because in their heart they know that God made us male and female. To be a liberal, you have to believe that homosexuals were born that way and gender is a choice. Is that mental illness or what? And stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. And in this case, they have gone insane in their rage against God. Their rage against God. So, and Alasky points out, you know, all the consequences of a company telling you what you can and cannot think. And it's just horrific. I'm glad that he canceled his account. And of course, I canceled mine. Maybe there's a lawsuit there. Or regardless if there is, you still do right and risk the consequences. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. Hey, have you seen Real Science Radio's video, Evidence Against the Big Bang? It's available on DVD, Blu-ray, or download. Our goal is for millions more to be able to answer correctly and with confidence the number one most important question, where do we come from? Evidence Against the Big Bang is available at our website, rsr.org. Just click on the store or by calling us at 1-800-8-ENYART or 1-800-836-9278.